For the second year in a row in negotiating a budget with Governor Wolf, our caucus has stood strong against any broad-based tax increases, no sales tax increases, no personal income tax increases, while at the same time we did increase funding for our local schools, $200 million increase into basic education, $20 million for special ed, over $670 million altogether for education, also additional funding for drug and alcohol treatment, which we're seeing is epidemic right now. So those are the reasons I voted for the budget bill. It wasn't everything that I wanted. I still have some concerns with the overall budget, but I think when you're looking at working in a bipartisan manner, everybody had to give and take. It was a veto-proof majority in the House. I know the governor has threatened a veto, but I think the caucuses in the House and the Senate have come together really to say, look, we're going to get this budget done on time. We're not going to let the governor deny those resources to those school districts and those county services back home that need that funding.